It's good to have everybody in the house of the Lord this morning with us. We appreciate you being here. If you have your Bible and would like to read the scriptures that I'm going to be using for my text, I'm going to ask you to turn over to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43, and I want to begin reading with verse number 18, and we're just going to read two verses this morning, verse 18 and verse 19. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and verse 19. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and verse 19. When you got it, say amen. This is what the Spirit of the Lord says. The word of God declares, and this is the Lord speaking to us through his prophet and to the nation of Israel. And he says in chapter 43, verse 18, the book of Isaiah, he said, "Remember ye not." Now, maybe know that's old English for forget about it. Everybody say, forget about it. Yeah. In your best, you know, Godfather voice, forget about it. Forget about it. "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold," God is speaking, listen to him, "behold, I will do a new thing." Now, I'm telling you know, somebody said that God does not change. You're absolutely right. God does not change. God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's always the same. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't do new things. He just said right there, "Behold, I will do a new thing." I didn't make that up. He said it. And then he says, "Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Now I'm going to stop right there this morning. I'm going to minister for a little bit on a title or a message that I've titled, "Making a Fresh Start." Making a Fresh Start. If you will, bow your heads and let's pray and let's ask the Lord for his anointing and for his help in ministering his word. Heavenly Father, we are grateful this morning for the touch of your Holy Spirit that we have felt here as we have worshiped you. We thank you this morning, Lord, for the opportunity to gather here in the house of God. And Lord, thank you for the promise that when we gather in your name, you are in our midst. Thank you, Father, that you indeed have kept that promise and we have felt your spirit and you have been in our very presence. I now ask, Lord, that you would add a blessing to the reading of this word. I pray that you would anoint me, that you would use me as an instrument in your hand. Of my own self, I am so inadequate. Of my own self, I can do nothing. And I look to you. You are the author and finisher of my faith. You are my sufficiency. And I pray that you will enable me to speak as an instrument in the hand of the Lord today. Put your words in my mind, your words in my mouth, and empower them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let them fall upon ears that are touched of God to both hear and to receive. Let Jesus be glorified. Let his people be edified. And we will forever be grateful. And we ask it in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, and everyone in agreement said amen. Amen. Making a fresh start. Amen. I don't need to remind you this morning, but we have just, you know, stepped into a brand new year, 2014. And I don't know what you are anticipating this year. Stop and think about that for a moment. Ask yourself the question, what am I anticipating in my life this year, 2014? Did you step into the new year with an expectation? Amen. Did you step into the new year with maybe your attitude being something like, "Well, whatever shall be, shall be"? Kzerah, Sarah. I'm dating myself with that one. Maybe you stepped into the new year and your mindset is what has been shall continue to be. What did you step into the new year anticipating happening in your life? Amen. I don't know about you, but I am thankful this morning that God is the author of new beginnings. I'm thankful that God is the author of a fresh, brand new start. Amen. And God doesn't just want to give us a new start on the calendar year, but God desires to do a new thing in our life. Amen. What if I told you this morning that you can have a brand new and a fresh start, a brand new beginning here this morning, a brand new fresh start in your life? I don't know about you, but I am confident that you, like myself, have made more than a few mistakes in life. Can I get a witness? Amen. I am confident that you, like myself, have made many mistakes. And amen. And no doubt we have all experienced setbacks and we have all experienced disappointments and we have all experienced hardships. Amen. But let me tell you something this morning. If we're not mindful, we will allow our hardships and our setbacks, amen, to so set us back and to so enslave us if we're not careful to the point that we, amen, cease to move forward. Amen. We will allow our past to terminate what God desires to do in our future. Amen. That's what the enemy wants to do in your life. Amen. That's what the enemy wants to do in your life this morning. He would desire to allow those setbacks and those hardships and those places of challenge and those places where you have faltered and failed. He would like for you to just so dwell on them that you become enslaved to them. Amen. And it ceases to allow you to move forward, and it terminates or aborts your process in God. Good news this morning. God says in his text or in his word, I want you to have a fresh start. I want to do a new thing in your life. Amen. I want to do a new thing in your spirit. Amen. I don't know about you, but that excites me. That makes me joyous all the way down to the tips of my toes, that God desires to do something new and something fresh and something exciting in my life and in your life. Amen. God says, amen. Let me read it in the God's Word translation. Amen. I know I read the text in the King James, but let me read it, amen, in the God's Word translation. It says, forget what happened in the past. Forget what happened in the past. Do not dwell on events from long ago. I'm going to do something new, and it's already happening. Amen. It's already beginning to start. It's already beginning to flow. It's already beginning to come forth. Amen. Do you not recognize it? He says, I will clear a way in the desert and I will make rivers in dry places. Amen. The Lord is saying, forget about what's happened in the past. It's time to close the book and shut the pages up and move forward in God.
Amen.
Amen, amen. What happens when you finish reading a book? And you move on. That's what God wants us to do on what has been. Amen. God says, amen, I want you to forget about what's happened in the past. Forget about what's happened, amen, in the past. I don't want you to dwell upon it, but I want you to look forward to a new thing that I'm going to do in your life. Let me just tell you something this morning. God doesn't just want us turning over a new leaf, but God wants to give us a brand new start. Amen. God doesn't just want us to make resolutions and then 2 weeks later break the resolution. No, God wants to do something brand new in our life. God wants to do something brand new in our heart. Give us a fresh, clean start. Amen. Some people think that God is stuck on their past. Amen. You hear what I'm talking about. Some people think that God just dwells on their past. I'm going to make a statement this morning. And if you don't carry anything home, carry this home. God is more concerned about your future than he is your past. Amen. God is more concerned about your future than he is your past. Some folks think that God is stuck on their past and all he wants to do is to remind them of what they have done wrong and remind them of where they had faltered and where they have failed. I'm going to tell you something this morning that couldn't be any further from the truth. God's more concerned about where you are going than where you have been. Amen. When he picked you up and washed you in the blood of his son, he washed away all sin. He washed away all sin. And he give you a brand new start. And he's more concerned about where you're headed than where you come from. Amen. In context, lest you think that I've pulled the scripture out of context this morning, let me give you some historical information concerning the text. Israel had sinned against God. They had rebelled against the Lord and they were being punished for their rebellion and punished for their sin. And God, no doubt, amen, God, no doubt, looked upon them and they were discouraged and they were downtrodden and they were thinking like that was the end of their nation. They were thinking it, all the good stuff is over. And all I have to look forward to is this punishment. All I have to look forward to is this disappointment. All that I have to look forward to is this hardship. They were thinking that they had gone too far and that they had sinned and rebelled against God to the point that he would no longer be their God. They could remember all of the former things. That's why God said, forget the former things. They were dwelling on all of the former things, all of the things that had been. They were remembering how God delivered them at the Red Sea. They were remembering how that God knocked down the walls of Jericho when they marched around the walls. They were remembering how God fed them bread in the wilderness, how he watered them in the wilderness, and how he gave them sustenance and provided for them, and how that he had protected them, and how that he had kept them. They were remembering all of the former things, but what they couldn't see was where they were going. They were hung up on the past. They couldn't see the future. And God stops by through his prophet and says, forget the former things. Forget about what has been. I'm going to do a new thing in your life. I'm going to give you a fresh start. Maybe you are here this morning and you are feeling like you have gone too far. Amen. Maybe you're here this morning and you have had financial disaster or marital disaster. Maybe you're here this morning and you have sinned in such epic failure in moral sin, amen, that you don't want anybody to know and anybody to find out, and you're nervous and you're afraid and all of these things, and all you can dwell on is what you've done and where you've been. Good news, God wants to move you forward into something else. He wants to give you a brand new start. Amen. This morning, I want to speak to you about five principles about making a fresh start. These five principles, I feel like the Spirit of the Lord has given me. Amen. Regardless of your failure, regardless of your regret, regardless of the cause, amen. If you desire to have a fresh start and to start over, then you need to follow these five principles. Start. Everybody say S-T-A-R-T. Start. If you want a fresh start, start. S stands for stop. Now that sounds a little bit like a quandary. S stands for stop. What do you mean, Pastor Gary? I mean, if you want to make a fresh start, then you have to stop making excuses for your failures. You have to stop blaming somebody else. Amen. You have to stop making excuses for where you are and why you are and blaming other people for the problems that you have had in your life. Amen. We have to stop looking at ourselves as a victim and start looking at ourselves as an overcomer in Christ. Amen. S stands for stop. Amen. Stop blaming others. Stop making excuses for where we are. We are the total sum product of our own choices. Amen. Now, let me tell you, you say, well, now, wait a minute, Pastor. There are people that have done things to me and said things to me and have hurt me and done things to me, and it's not my fault. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. Other people can hurt you, and other people can injure you, and other people can scar you, but nobody can ruin your life but you. Amen. I have always said, and I have always told my children, amen, you cannot control what others do, but you can control how you react to it. Amen. It depends on how we react. Amen. Other people can hurt us, but nobody can ruin your life. Nobody has, amen, the ability to ruin your life without your permission. Don't give them permission. Let me tell you what the scripture says. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 13. This is what the Bible says. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsakes the sin, they shall have mercy. Another translation puts it this way. A man who refuses to admit his own mistakes can never be successful. A man who refuses, amen, to admit his own mistakes and his own faults and his own failures, amen, will never be successful. But if he confesses and if he forsakes, then he gets another chance. That means he gets a brand new start. Amen. Amen. He's saying, amen, that starting over starts with being honest. Starting over starts with being honest with myself. Starting over starts with me facing up to my own problems and facing up to my own situations and realizing, amen, that oftentimes the devil didn't do it and nobody else did it, but I did it myself. Yes. Hello? Amen. That means we have to stop making excuses for our failure. I've discovered that people, amen, who make a lot of excuses are really not very good at anything else. Hello? Amen. Folks that spend all of their energy telling you why they haven't and where, amen, why somebody else held them up and all of that sort of thing. Amen. I'm just going to tell you right here this morning, we need to face our own problems and realize, amen, that many of the situations that we have got ourselves into was we ourselves. Amen. So number one, stop making excuses for our failures. Stop making excuses. I'm going to give you three more real quick stops. Stop allowing the past to dictate the quality of your future. Stop allowing the past to dictate the quality of your future. Amen. If we want a fresh start, we got to stop living in the past. Amen. Another real quick stop. Stop putting off tomorrow what we need to do today. Hello? Stop putting off until tomorrow, amen, what needs to be done today. Oftentimes the failures that we find ourselves in are because of our own procrastination. We all need a round to it. Hello? I mean, we all have good intentions, and you know the old, amen, the old saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
We all intend to have a more intimate relationship with Jesus at some point, but not today, tomorrow. We all intend to read the word more than we do, but not today, tomorrow. We all intend to pray more than we, than what we are, but not today. We'll do it tomorrow. Let me just tell you, if you want to be successful and you want a brand new start, then stop putting off till tomorrow what you need to do today, and realize that our own procrastination oftentimes is the very cause of our failures. Amen. One more real quick stop. Stop stopping too soon. Hello? Stop stopping too soon. Amen. Sometimes our failure, is a result of the fact that we just simply gave up too quickly. Failure is always the result of the past of least resistance. Amen. And we are all too prone to fall into the path of least resistance. And oftentimes our biggest problem is that during trying times, we quit trying. Oh, it got quiet. Amen. The first thing that we need to recognize, and the first success or the first secret to success is, if at first you don't succeed, welcome to the human race. Yes. If at first you don't succeed, you're normal. Hello? Amen. But you know who succeeds? The one that doesn't cease trying. The one that gets right back up, brushes themselves off, and gets going again. Amen. I'm here to tell you, stop stopping too soon. A fresh start begins, by stop making excuses for ourselves. Stop letting the past hold us back. Stop putting off until tomorrow what we need to do today. And stop stopping too soon. And brother, when we stop, making excuses, then God can give us a brand new start. Amen. S stands for stop. Amen. T stands for take inventory of your life. Now, how many of you know that after you have had failure in your life, you're going to suffer a certain amount of loss? That's the way it works. You're going to lose some things when you have failure in your life. So the first thing we need to do, when we start desiring a fresh start, is we need to take inventory of what we have left after the failure. What do I have? What do I have left? What are my assets? What do I have going for me? What do I have left over? I may have suffered loss. I may, not be what I once was. I may not be where I once was. And I may need a fresh start. But in order to have a fresh start, I need to determine what I got left. And when the dust settles and the air clears, the first thing we need is our relationship with Jesus. We need our relationship with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. As long as we have our relationship with God, and as long as we have our relationship with the Lord, everything else will be all right. Amen. Everything else will be all right. Take inventory. Take inventory. Look at the assets that you have in your life. Have I got the Lord on my side? Do I have my sanity? How many of you know that's very important? Have I got all of my marbles? Have I got a good friend that I can count on? Have I got a church family? Have I got my health? Have I got my relationship with the Lord? Is my relationship with Jesus still intact? And brother, let me just tell you this morning, as long as your relationship with the Lord is intact, you have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You have a friend that'll never leave you and never forsake you. You have a friend this morning, that'll be your family. You have a friend that'll be with you to the end. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. A fresh start. We need a friend. We need an accountability partner. We need someone that we can lean on. Amen. For our support. And that someone is Jesus Christ. That someone is Jesus Christ. He'll never leave us. He will never forsake us. And he will be with us until the end of the world. The Lord Jesus said there will be, amen, he has promised to put our lives back together, amen, and he said he would be with us until the end. Amen. Making a fresh start starts by taking a stand and stop making excuses and stand up and take inventory of our life and say, I may have blown it and I may have suffered some loss in 2013, but I'm moving forward with Christ and with God on my side. I believe he will make me victorious in everything that I do in 2014. A stands for act in faith. S-T-A. Act in faith. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we need to have faith in God and faith in God's word. You and I have to launch out into the future standing on a faith in God Almighty. If we want a fresh start, then we're going to need to exercise our faith in 2014. Nothing is just going to happen. If you want something good to happen, you've got to exercise your faith. The Bible says that the key to changing anything in our life is our faith. If we want to change our circumstances, it takes faith. Did not Jesus say, if you had the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you doubt not in your heart, amen, but believe that the things that you say shall come to pass, he said, you shall have them. I'm here to tell you this morning, God operates on the economy of faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, but the Bible said he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must have faith. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 29, according to your faith, now let this sink into your spirit, according to your faith, so be it unto you. According to your faith, so be it unto you. That's a very simple but a very powerful statement. If you get it, it will change your life. It will rock your world. Amen. Because listen what he's really saying. According to your faith, so be it unto you. What he's saying is you're going to get exactly what you are expecting. You're going to get exactly what you anticipate. If you came into 2014, amen, anticipating more of the same, you're on target. You're going to get it. If you came into 2014 saying, well, what has been shall be. You ain't nobody righter than you are.
Is writer a word? My wife talked to me one time. She said, you need to take some grammar. I said, I did. It just didn't take on me. I tried. I said, he saved a wretch like me. Wretched is not a word. And I said, oh, yeah, wretched is a word.
Amen. What I'm saying this morning is that our actions are determined by our belief system. You understand that? Our actions are determined by our belief system, and our belief system has to rest upon something.
Amen. And if it's resting in faith, amen, the Bible said that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And if we get the word of God down on the inside of us and down in our heart, amen, it will be our anchor. And when hard times come, we will look hell right in the eye and tell the devil, you might have knocked me down, you might have knocked me for a loop, but I'm back on my feet and I'm moving forward again, and God will give me the victory in the end. Amen. What are you expecting in this year? Are things going to be better or things going to be worse? Are they going to be the same? Amen. Well, I'm just here to tell you that according to your faith, so be it unto you. If that's what you're believing, that's what you're going to get. So what do we need to do? We need to forget about the past, act in faith for the future, and trust God for his guidance and for his leadership, and allow him to move us, amen, into the place where he wants us to be. Does not the Bible tell us that he is our good shepherd? Does not the Bible tell us that he leads us beside still waters? Does not the Bible tell us that he restores our soul and that he causes our cup to overflow? Brother, that's where God wants to take us, but we've got to be willing to go. Amen. S stands for stop. T stands for take inventory of our life. And A stands for act in faith. R stands for refocus. Refocus. There are two areas that I want to talk about this morning about refocusing our lives. Refocus. If we want a fresh start in life and a brand new beginning, then we need to refocus. Number one, we need to refocus our priorities. How many of you have found, like me, that sometimes it is so easy for us to get our priorities out of whack? Wow. I mean, sometimes it is so easy for us to get our priorities warped and heading in the wrong direction. And oftentimes, we make our number one priority me. I got to take care of me. And really, that's not what God wants us to do at all. God wants us to make others the priority. Amen. God wants us to make others the priority. If we want a fresh start, then we need to determine what it is that really matters. What are the important things in life? What really counts? Because listen, some of the things that we expend our energy upon doesn't really matter to a hill of beans. In the end, it really isn't going to make a difference at all. Our priorities need to be evaluated, amen, and we need to make our priority what really matters. What really matters, Pastor Gary? Amen. Let me tell you what really matters. What makes an eternal or an internal difference in our life? What makes an eternal difference in our life? That's what really matters. What really changes us down on the inside, and what makes an eternal difference for the kingdom of God? That's what our priority should be. If you want a fresh start, then make God's business your priority. Do you remember when Jesus was a child? He was 12 years old. The Bible tells the story that Joseph and Mary were leaving Jerusalem, and they thought that Jesus was in the company or with some family or in the company of travelers that were leaving. And they got several days off out away from Jerusalem and realized he wasn't there. What a shock. Makes me question their parental ability. Hello? What a shock. And so they turn around and they go back, and you know where they found him? They found him in the temple. And he was there in the temple, and he's expounding the word of God, hearing and both speaking unto them. And the Bible said that everybody that heard him was amazed. And Joseph and Mary show up and say, "Why have you dealt like this with us?" And you know what Jesus said to them?
He said, I love you, Mom and Dad. This is a loose white translation. I love you, Mom and Dad, but the Word of God and my Father's business is my priority. That's what's really important. This is what he really said. Don't you know I need to be about my Father's business? That's what he really said. But what he was really saying was, this is my real priority. This is what really matters. This is what really counts. I'm here to tell you this morning that if we want to have a fresh beginning in our life and we want to have a brand new start, then we need to reevaluate what we have made a priority in our life. Nothing wrong with recreation, but if you become a pleasure, amen, or a seeker of pleasure instead of a lover of God, then you got your priorities in the wrong place. If you've made money your focus, you got your priorities in the wrong place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Amen. Focus on our priorities. Refocus on what really matters. Amen. If we stop and think about it this morning, amen, some of our failures are simply because we have our priorities in the wrong place. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's encouraging. Thank you. Refocus number one, our priorities. Refocus number two, refocus our thought life. Refocus our thought life. How many of you know sometimes we need to take inventory of the way we are thinking? We need to reevaluate the way that we think. The Bible declares in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we renew our mind? By the Word of God. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. By our thought, we're transformed by renewing our thought process. Amen. If we are thinking discouraged, depressed, and distressed thoughts, could it be because we are thinking thoughts of distress, discouragement? Amen. And that's where we're traveling, because that's where our thoughts have taken us. If we are thinking fearful, worried thoughts and acting in fear and acting in worry, amen, is it because we are thinking fearful and worried thoughts? Stop and think about what you are dwelling on, because what you are dwelling on will eventually come to pass in your life. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Our thoughts are very powerful. If we dwell upon distress and dwell upon discouragement and dwell upon hardship, you are doing nothing more than setting yourself up for more stress, more hardship, and more failure. And that's what Romans is saying. He's saying, be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, find out what God has to say. Find out what God has to speak, and replace those discouraging thoughts with the Word of God. And pretty soon, your words and your thoughts will empower you to walk in success. Amen. If you want a fresh start this morning, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transform what you are thinking. Meditate upon the Word of God and let God's Word transform our hearts. Let God's Word transform our minds. We need to stop, amen, and see. We need to stop and see where our thoughts are taking us and recognize that if we want to go in a different direction, then give our thoughts and our hearts unto the Lord and unto his Word, and he will lead and he will guide and bring us into a good place. Starting over begins with starting to renew our mind by the Word of God. Amen. S stands for stop. T stands for taking inventory. A, act in faith. R, refocus. And T, the last T, stands for trust in God. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs chapter 3. says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. What a powerful promise. Proverbs 3, verse 5, verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Amen. If we want a fresh start, then we need to learn how to depend upon Him and not ourselves. We've already made a mess. Amen. So why would we want to try and take control and just try harder? Hello? I mean, you know, trying to take control and turn over a new leaf and make a resolution and, amen, and all, you know, the willpower to change man and all of that sort of thing. Let me just tell you something. That is like beating your head on a wall and expecting the wall to fall down. And when the wall doesn't fall down, you back up and say, I'm going to try harder. Wham! And the wall doesn't fall. I'm going to try harder. Bam! That's insanity. Doing the same thing and getting the same results. We cannot change ourself. We must trust God. Amen. He can change us. He can make a difference in our life. If we keep doing the same thing, amen, we're going to keep getting the same results. If you want a fresh start, you need to trust the Lord and give Him complete control in your life. Listen, living a successful Christian life is not about trying harder. Everybody understand that? It's not about trying harder. I got to get me to try hard. No, it's about living smarter. It's about turning everything over to the Lord and saying, I'm a failure, I'm a fool, and I need the help of God. It is not by our might, not by our power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. He is able to make us victorious. Amen. It's not about us trying to take control, amen, and doing something. No, it's about giving Him control and recognizing our dependency upon Him and understanding that we need to trust the Lord to do what we cannot do in our life. None of us have the power over this flesh. None of us. None of us have power over this flesh to make ourselves get in line. But you know what happens? Amen. When we really sell out to God and we trust the Lord and we allow the Lord's Spirit and His Word to get in our life, it changes us from the inside out. And we find we don't even have to try. It just comes natural. It just becomes a natural outflow of the Spirit of the Lord. That ain't us, folks. That's Him. That's His Spirit at work in us. We used to sing a little chorus years ago, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Amen. You know what happened to me when I let the Lord on the inside of my heart and just gave Him control? I started to see a whole lot of things change in my world, change in my life. I didn't talk the way I used to talk. I didn't act the way that I used to act. I didn't say some of the things that I used to say. He changed me from the inside out, all because He moved in. Amen. Amen. That's what Paul said. You know, when Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. He was saying, I, Paul, am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he said, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and died and gave Himself for me. What He was saying was He moved in, amen, and evicted the old man, and now there's somebody new living out on the inside of me, and I don't even have to try. He just comes out at the most opportune time. Amen. We need to trust the Lord. Stop making excuses.
Take inventory of our life and begin over again. Act in faith. Refocus. Refocus on our priority. Refocus on our thought life. And we need to trust in God. If you want a fresh start, start. If you want a fresh start, start. Start today. Refocus your thoughts on the Lord. Refocus your principles and your desires upon the Lord. Refocus upon the things of God. Allow the Spirit of God to get down on the inside and transform your thinking. Act in faith. Stop making excuses for bad behavior. I'm telling you, when the Lord began to lay all of this on my heart, amen, I had some repenting to do. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. If we want a fresh start, we need to start. Start with all of these items. And I'm going to tell you something. If we use these principles, it will give us a fresh outlook on 2014. It will change our destiny. It will change our destiny. Amen. Bow your heads, please, this morning, and let's pray. Will you come play? Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God of fresh starts. Thank you that you said in your word, forget the former things. Forget the past. Thank you for the promise of a new thing in our life. Thank you, Lord, that you desire to give us a fresh canvas to write upon. Thank you that you are a God of new beginnings. This morning, I pray, Heavenly Father, that if we are here in this place and we are allowing our old failures to hold us back, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand that you do indeed have good things in store for us if we just start over, start anew, a new beginning today, a new beginning today. Speak to our hearts this morning, I pray, Father, through this word. And I will give you praise for it and thanks for it in Jesus' name. Every head is bowed, every eye closed. How many of you here this morning would be willing to slip up your hand, say, Pastor Gary, I need a fresh start. I need a fresh start. And God sees hands going up. I mean, I need a fresh start today. I need to stop blaming others and stop making excuses. And I need to stop letting the past dictate the quality of my future and stop putting off until tomorrow what I need to get done today. Hands all over the building this morning. I need to reevaluate my priorities. I need to reevaluate my thoughts. I need to get rid of some stinking thinking. I need to reevaluate some of my thought process. Begin to trust God according to my faith, so be it unto me. Then I need to evaluate what I'm thinking. I need to put my faith more fully in the Lord and stop looking at circumstances. Stop walking by sight and start walking by faith. Are there any more hands? You'd say, Pastor Gary, that's me. Yes. I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. Stand to your feet all over the building this morning, if you would, please. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Let me pray with those that lifted their hands. Father, in Jesus' name. My God, I pray right now, Lord, that you will help us to forget the former things. To recognize that you didn't bring us into this place this morning to hear this word to leave unchanged. Helping us to understand that you are a God that gives us a new beginning and a fresh start. Father, I pray right now, Lord, for every hand that was lifted. I pray that the Spirit of God would just settle over their heart. And Lord, I pray that you would cause them to reach out by faith and take a step in a new direction, making you their priority, putting your word in their thoughts, allowing your word to dominate their heart and their spirit, leading us in a new direction and trusting you, Lord, for the outcome. What has been shall not always be. But thank you, God, that you are a God of fresh starts. Thank you that you have declared, I want to do a new work in your life. I don't just want to turn over a new leaf in you, but I want to turn over a total change. Give you a brand new beginning. Give you a brand new beginning. Amen, amen. Lord, you are capable of that. Help us to just allow you to do it. Help us to allow you to do it by owning up to our own mistakes and stop making excuses. Coming before you and being honest and real. Touch our hearts, I pray, this morning. Let us move into 2014, I pray, oh God, under the blessing of the Lord, and we will fail not to praise you for it. Fail not to give you thanks for it. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name.